Patty writes, many of our good-paying jobs, and she's right, are simply leaving the country. How can young people earn a decent living without college when manufacturing jobs are leaving? Well, I'm not even sure college jobs are good jobs for a lot of kids. So what do they do? I mean, this is a big problem where manufacturing is going to Mexico, it's going to China. And all of a sudden, this country is finding itself in one heck of a dilemma.
Yeah, it is a problem, and it sort of doesn't make sense to me. If the government is really that invested in making the U.S. a global superpower, then why don't they focus on what's going on in the U.S. rather than focusing so much on what's going on in other countries?
Robert from Los Angeles says, George, I'm 25. I'm still going to college. I've been doing it since I was 18. I feel lost, depressed, because I have no idea what I want to do in my life. It scares me when I think that I feel like I'm the ultimate underachiever. Well, I don't think he's an underachiever, do you?
No, because you're addressing these problems. I'll give you a quick tip for figuring out what you want to do with your life. It's fast class, so I know I have to be quick. But one thing is to think of, okay, if you won the lottery, millions of dollars, and you never had to work again, you think to yourself, okay, well, how would I spend my time? Would I be shopping? Would I be at the gym? Would I be playing sports? Would I be cooking? Would I be gardening? And you really, and this can take a while, but you really stop to think about the kinds of things you like to do. Once you have a long list of that, you look at those things, and so many jobs are out there that can be based on things you like to do as hobbies, you know. And this goes into what I was saying before about this very narrow definition of success that our society seems to promote, as if you're not a lawyer or a doctor, as A.P. Frank's mother said you have to be, then you're a failure. No, there are so many jobs out there that you don't hear about in college, and I promise you that things you like to do as hobbies, things that truly give you enjoyment, are out there to make a living.
Here's one of the problems, too. Overachievers may find themselves, when they're 50 years old, at the peak of their career, and guess what, Alexandra? They get laid off, and they find themselves 50 years old, and they can't find work.
Sure.
And that's a problem. I've got some friends in St. Louis. This has happened to them. They were either outsourced or they were replaced by younger kids, younger people, who came in at $20,000 instead of the $50 or $55 they were making, and they're having a real tough time finding anything. What do these people do who maybe pushed themselves when they were young, who did overachieve, hit some plateau of a pretty good position, and now it's gone? Their lifestyle's over. What do they do?
That's a tough one. I mean, that's why I'm encouraging young people to figure out who you really are behind your achievements. You know, you're not your SAT score. You're not your GPA. You're not the name of the college that you graduated from. It's so much more than that. And that's why it's so important at a young age to start pursuing your personal interests and not try to live up to somebody else's expectations.
You know, there's your next book, following a number of Americans who have been laid off from their job and see how they can get by in America right now.
Not a bad idea.
No. It isn't, because I think housing prices, I think everything is going to start to plummet other than gasoline prices. You know, things that we buy will go down, but other than gasoline, because they're going to always inflate that.
Right.
Next Fast Blast question comes from Kelly in Pasadena, California. I always loved ancient coins and then managed to work for a dealer I bought from, and now I have much respect. I make good money researching and selling the coins I love. I work mostly at home, and I'm now working on my master's as well. Now, here's somebody who took a passion, and it's a living for them.
Exactly. And you don't, you know, when you go to your high school or college career center, they're not going to have information on jobs like that, but that might be the perfect job for you. So that's really why it's important to figure out what your interests are and then do whatever you need to find something that you can make a living from that's related to that hobby.
Did you ever think you'd be an author writing big books?
No,
now?
That never occurred to me.
It just, I mean, how did that happen for you?
I guess it just sort of happened because I had so much to say and so little space in newspapers. They don't really give you that many words. I really like immersing myself in a culture and getting to know people and then sharing those people's voices.